It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Crystal Brigman Mahaney.
Today, our guests are Krista Hogan, Executive Director at Springfield Metropolitan Bar Association, and Judge Ron Carrier, Associate Court Judge for the 31st Circuit Court. They join us today to talk about the upcoming Springfield Mini Law School. Thank you both for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
So let's jump right in. What is the Mini Law School for the public?
Well, Crystal, what the Mini Law School is actually is a legal education program which is conducted by the Missouri Bar in partnership with the Springfield Metropolitan Bar Foundation. And what that is, it's a lecture series. And what we try to do through that is to provide folks with some really practical information about the laws that affect their daily lives. I think sometimes folks feel a disassociation from the government, how the laws are enacted and how they have an impact on their lives. And so we want to be able to do this program to give folks some real hands-on knowledge and practical information about that.
Great. So what can our attendees expect to learn or take away from this series?
We have a mix of topics like landlord-tenant law, issues with regard to death and dying, as well as driving while intoxicated. So quite a wide variety. And then we have some topics that are very general in nature. The importance of the Dred Scott decision, the importance of jury service, and Judge Carrier is actually kicking it off on September 5th with general information about our courts and our system.
So who should attend this lecture series?
I think if you're somebody who's ever had an interest of how does my court system work, and I hear about a law that's been put into effect, but how does that play out in real life? How do people experience that in court? And how is my court system, because it is your court system, how does it run? How does it operate? And how do I link into that? If you have any interest in any of that whatsoever, this is your opportunity to come and listen to a variety of different topics, as Krista explained, and get more background information to go with that information.
So is this new to the Springfield area, or does this have a long history?
It's sort of in between. We've been doing it. This will be our third year. It's been going on for about a decade in St. Louis. The Missouri Bar is the entity that coordinates the registration, but the Springfield Bar partners with them here. So we're excited about bringing it back. This year, we're actually going to be having it at Missouri State University in Strong Hall. The series will be on Tuesday nights from 7 to 8:30. We're excited about that being our new venue, hoping that some students will actually participate as well.
So since this is the third year that we've had this program here in Springfield, is it the sort of same program every year? Or if I had attended before, would it be a refresher? Or am I going to learn new and exciting things?
Well, that's a great question. And I'll go with this from a couple of angles. One is that we have different presenters each year. So you may have different presenters from when you attended in the past. Also, you're going to have a variety of different subjects possibly this year from what you've heard in the past. Just to touch on what Krista said earlier, we have introduction to the legal system in the courts as an area, landlord-tenant law and real estate basics, the importance of the Dred Scott decision, trials and jury service, legal issues associated with death and dying, and then what you need to know about DWIs and defending them. So any one of those that you think could be of interest to you, even if you've gone to this program before, you could gain some new information.
So how did each of you get involved in this program?
Well, one of the things that we as judges want to make sure that we do is that we are out in our communities contributing to the community's knowledge of what the law is, of what the legal process is. And so anytime that we have the opportunity to do that, we're going to jump at that opportunity because we want people to know just how accessible their courts are, because it is their courts that we preside over. And we want to make sure that we offer explanations as to what the courts do, how they function, and to make sure that folks know that we are accountable to them.
And what about you, Krista?
Well, I think that sentiment is shared with everybody pretty much in the legal profession, the Bar Foundation specifically, because one of the main parts of the mission of the Bar Foundation is to promote legal education and public understanding. So a young lawyer member brought the concept to us a couple of years ago, and we embraced it and have been doing it ever since.
So this might sound like a silly question, but we're calling this the Mini Law School for the Public. So if I attend this, am I going to be tested? Is there homework? What What can our listeners expect if they register for this program?
One thing we want to make sure is that folks are not scared off because they think that there's going to be a quiz at the end of each class, okay? There's no homework. There's no tests. It's just the opportunity to listen to some lectures in terms of these different subjects. And what I think we as presenters are hoping is that there is an exchange of information. You cannot learn about your judicial process in the legal system unless there is a give and take about that. And so we always like situations into which we like to hear from the public and say, hey, what are you thinking about, or what concerns you about this, or what is it that is confusing in that regard? This gives the courts, the Bar Association, and the public a really good opportunity to interact in this area.
Along that line, I think that there's a certain amount of skepticism about information these days, maybe now more than ever. And this isn't a solicitation. These are all volunteers, and they really are there not to self-promote, but just to help educate on maybe their particular area of specialty.
So if I can't attend the entire series, is that a problem?
There are no penalties for non-attendance. The fee just covers the entire series. Let me just run through the basic registration information. The fee is $25. There are a limited number of scholarships, so if people can't afford that, they just need to call the Missouri Bar, and I'll give you that number. And you can register by calling the Missouri Bar at 866-366-0270 or online at mobar.org/mini-law-school. You can also just Google Missouri Bar and Mini Law School, and it'll get you to the right place.
Tell us again when this series kicks off and how long it runs.
The series will be 6 weeks starting September 5th at Strong Hall, Missouri State University, room 302, Tuesday evening, 7 to 8:30.
You've just heard our guest, Krista Hogan, Executive Director at Springfield Metropolitan Bar Association, and Judge Ron Carrier, Associate Court Judge for the 31st Circuit Court, sharing about the upcoming Springfield Mini Law School for the public. Making Democracy Work is brought to you by the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. As always, you can listen and share this program and others in the Making Democracy Work series anytime at ksmu.org.